Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bob, it's time for our version of Clips and Quotes. I know you get excited about this segment. It's one of your favorites. I don't know if Limits came up with a sound effect to go with after dinner drinks as well. Did you, Limits, or no?
It will be me going. Clank, clank.
There has to be some sort of music. How about put a thing in for after dinner music? You might find something that sort of sets the tone.
I found this.
Oh, geez.
Well, I think we should just use this. I think that would be appropriate.
That might work. What did I ask you to get before the break, Limits, for a quote from somebody?
Now, you asked for something from Bill Cowher on the Tosh Push.
Ah, this is Bill Cowher. Bob, this has now become like this huge issue yet again because the Chiefs are bitching and moaning that there were Chief players jumping the snap. You have other people around the league. Nobody can stop it. They're complaining. Tomlin's getting asked about it. Are the Steelers going to use it? He gave a coy answer. Anything that can get them a yard, I think, would be good. I don't know that they have the personnel to do this. This was Cowher on the Tush Push.
This was on the Dan Patrick Show.
I've been against the play for 2 years, and I've made my feelings quite known. It's not a football play. It's a scrum. You know, and they had that in rugby, Dan. You know what they did in rugby? They eliminated the scrum. They took it out because it wasn't a safe play. But we keep it in the NFL. Makes sense of that one. They got rid of it because of years. So we're going to have to wait for some kind of catastrophic injury to change it. I don't think it's a good-looking play. I know that Philadelphia is good at it. It has nothing to do with the Philadelphia Eagles for me. But, you know, I think you saw that play yesterday. How many times do we see it because of our technology today that they're leaving before the ball's even snapped? So, I mean, I don't know how we can somehow look at that play and understand that it's an injury waiting to happen, I think, personally. And it doesn't even a good-looking play. Pushing people down the field, when do you stop the push? And I think it makes it very hard for officials to understand, you know, at what point is the play over with this play.
Okay, so because it's not a good-looking, like aesthetically pleasing play, and because you're waiting, maybe you're worried, I should say, about a catastrophic injury on what is essentially a quarterback sneak. Get out of here, Bob. Stop the play if you don't like it. You had a chance as a league to get rid of it. You didn't. It's in. Only the Eagles do it to the extent that they do that effectively. The Bills are close, but I watch every Bills game, and they don't do it the way the Eagles do it. The Eagles have multiple people pushing from behind. They have a quarterback who's a freakishly strong weightlifter type, and they have a great offensive line. I wish that the rest of the league and people not in the league anymore, like Cowher, would quit their crying about this thing and find a way to stop it. You?
I think it's unstoppable, and that's why a lot of people don't like it, because it's
unstoppable for one single team.
No, I think if you probably whoever if you look at the around the league, the teams that do it, and I've seen other players use tight ends, and you know the Steelers can certainly do that if they so choose. They have big guys. Darnell Washington, for example, have him push somebody or be the guy who has the ball and try to get him. I understand what Cowher's saying, because this league has made such an issue about safety on everything they do. This can be a safety issue. When you have all those people piled up, I mean, we saw Joe Burrow's ankle get messed up the other day, his toe, because of what was a scrum. He was people falling on it. And that, you would think, makes it more likely to happen in those situations. Having said all of that, I've gotten to the point now where I agreed with Cowher, maybe not as much as he was stressing it, but I agreed. Now I've gotten to the point where it's in there, as you said, just like the kickoff game. People hate the dynamic kickoff. It does its job. So it's in there. I hated it at first just by looking at it. The more I see it, the more I think it's good.
If you can't stop it, then if you can't beat them, join them. Why don't more teams try it? Now, there was a whole piece on this on ESPN.com. It was actually a great story. The league average success rate for 4th-and-1 on non-tush plays, Bob, 67% since 2022, 84.8% if you use it, and the Eagles are close to 100%. They flat out do it better than anybody else. I don't know that there's been anything approaching a catastrophic injury on it. The Bills have converted 51 of 57, and the next team is the Bears, who have only tried it 16 times in those years. So the Eagles have tried it well over 100, the Bills 57, and the Bears are next at 16. Nobody does it. The Ravens don't want to risk Lamar. Jaden Daniels doesn't want to do it. He said he got crushed on one of those.
That's my biggest concern. Yeah,
then don't do it, I would say.
Right,
but the Eagles are willing to risk their quarterback then. Find a way to stop it. I think it's one of the greatest plays in football history.
Out of 3rd-and-1, or you know, win 1st and 2nd down, hey, so they can't do it.
When they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs a couple years ago, 3 years ago, I think it was, I was saying when they get to 2nd and 4, why not just do it 3 straight times? And I was dead serious about it. It's unstoppable. Just keep drives alive. All you have to do is get to 3rd-and-2, 2nd-and-3, 2nd-and-4. And you should be unstoppable. They used it 6 times last weekend against the Chiefs.
I'm wondering how we sequence next, because I think the one thing that Philadelphia has done is they made it clear that every time they do it over 100 times, it's the same thing. I wonder when they're going to sequence off of that. And instead of doing it, all of a sudden Jalen Hurts drops back.
They talked this, that the guy wrote this story for ESPN, Shane Steichen, who I think is a brilliant offensive mind, whose team hasn't punted yet this season.
Right,
two games.
And 10 possessions, 10 scores.
He was saddled with a very questionable quarterback in Indy and now may have a better one, I think, in Daniel Jones. But still, the fact that he doesn't have a great record in Indy, to me, is not reflective of him being deficient in any way as an offensive mind. He invented it in Philly, Bob. He's the guy who brought it along.
Yeah.
And he said one of the reasons other people don't use it is because they don't want to practice it, because that's where you risk your players. Why would we do this in practice? Like Josh McDaniels said, the Patriots don't do it because we're not going to practice that play and get people hurt. The Eagles don't practice it either. They get their reps in the game. That's why they've perfected it. They rep it. They just repped it 6 times the other day against the Chiefs. But he also said what you said. He said they've built, when he was in Philly, they have other plays ready to go off the tush push. You just wait.
It's going to happen at one point where he looks like he's lining up for it, suddenly drops back, and somebody goes off the line because it's all just a hodgepodge of bodies. Someone's going to break free, and he's going to have an easy completion.
Now, if it's true what Andy Reid said and what Cowher and others have said, that people were moving early, well, that's an entirely separate issue. Call the game then.
Right.
If they're doing it illegally, call it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Right?
Yes.
Limits? Limits? Where do you stand on this? He's on the phone, Bob. Well, what is he doing?
That's part of his job.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
See, I've started to come around on the torch push a little bit to the negative side, where seeing all these angles down the line, it is clear and obvious that Philadelphia is completely jumping off sides before the ball is even snapped.
Well, that's got to be called.
That has to be called. But I wonder how much that neutralizes the play a little bit. How often is that happening, and we just didn't see it before down the line that Philadelphia is jumping offside? So I think that that needs to be corrected.
They had their chance, though, Limits. The whole league had a chance to say goodbye to this play and to kill it, and they didn't. So
didn't they table it, though, for next year as well?
Yeah, I don't know, yeah, but they had their tabled chance to kill it.
They could still bring it back up and show it anyway.
The difference with the kickoff, I think it's now in for good because they for a second year, voted it in.
And so, by the way, you know, I've heard other people say, oh, I don't see other plays in the league where you're allowed to push people from behind. It happens every single running play, practically. Yeah, where you have guys running up behind the play and trying to push a guy across the first down marker in college.
The end zone.
Or the end zone in college and pro. So why shouldn't you be able to do it right off the snap? I don't get it. And I'm 100% for this. I think people are jealous of the Eagles.
So if you were the Steelers, what would be your personnel grouping for this?
Well, Seattle used their fullback.
I know that.
So
you can use fullbacks, you can use tight ends, you can use big wide receivers who know how to –
the fact that they didn't use it and master it last year with Justin Fields, a guy who, not to sound callous, they had no future with anyway. So why would you worry about the injury risk if you're the Steelers? Mm-hmm. You could basically use him for that. They weren't using him for anything else down the stretch. Oh, except to come in frozen off the bench and throw a pass down the right sideline in a snowstorm in Cleveland. But they had the perfect guy, 230-pound athlete. And why wouldn't you do that with Mount Washington and Jalen, the maniac that is Jalen Warren, pushing him from behind,
or
Zach
DK
Frazier.
Metcalf, who's a big, physically intimidating guy. They could do it if they want to do it. They just, at this point, no. That doesn't mean they won't.
But what did Tomlin say yesterday? Do you have that clip? I didn't quite get this, Bob, what he was alluding to, what he was joking about. Well, I don't know what's so funny when he's so scared to do anything like this that he punts on 4th-and-1 in a tie game late in the third quarter. If that was the Eagles, they do this play in their sleep.
Well, and they do it at various parts of the field, too. They don't wait until they get to the other side of the 50. They'll do it in their own.
They don't live in their fears.
They've considered it, but they don't run it.
Talk about the tush push, and as a member of the competition committee, but while it's still a rule, have you thought at all about using it?
Yes.
Use it with a player other than a quarterback?
I'm not going to get into strategy detail. You guys come to practice, you see what we do. You guys are trying to get me on record. Next.
I don't think anybody's too worried about what the Steelers are doing, honestly, in short yardage. Like, if he went on the record and said, yeah, we're using Mount Washington, the whole idea of the tush push is you know what we're going to do and you can't stop it.
And I think that's been proven. That they, if you know Philadelphia's going to do it, doesn't matter.
Right.
You could go out and say, hey, New England, we're going to run the tush push when we're in fourth and one or third and one, so expect it.
You know, the Steelers have tried it. They've tried it.
You can't stop it. Stop it if you have a chance to.
I agree with you. That's my whole point. The Steelers have tried it in the last couple of years, but they never had the timing quite right. It looked strange, as it does when a lot of other teams try it. I guess that's from not repping it in practice. It shouldn't be that hard. Snap the ball to somebody and two people push him from behind. It's about the simplest football play you could ever have.
I have a question for you, and I brought this up earlier, so before we get out of here today, Baker Mayfield, is he elite? I think he is, and I got a lot of pushback on that, but I think he's become one of those quarterbacks who you want on your team in clutch situations. I watched the end of that Houston game they played the other night. The 4th-and-10 escape that he made to keep their whole opportunity to win alive was incredible. Mm. But his passing, the way he goes about it, he has everything that I think an elite quarterback should have. Now, I'm not going to rank him up there ahead of guys like Mahomes or Allen or Jackson, but he's in the next category.
I'll buy that, Bob. I'll buy that. In 36 starts in Tampa, 36 starts, he has 74 touchdowns and 26 picks. I'll buy it.
Yeah, and if you look at his overall passing numbers compared to all of those guys, since 2023, you'll see he's better than almost all of them.
It's too bad he didn't become a Steeler. We could have avoided a lot of mayhem.
That led to that conversation last night on the sports call where people were saying, well, you know, you could look back and say that.
Oh, no, I said it at the time.
No, I agree. Why wouldn't you after – and it's funny to me. He went all the way, you know, was he Carolina? Where was he? And then he went to the Rams.
He showed up for the Rams.
And he won a game
with
no practice. Right. And yet he was discarded. Obvious reasons. They have Matthew Stafford. I get that. But then he goes to Tampa. He was a backup Trask.
Yeah.
He was the backup there. He did not have that job until he got an opportunity. And once he did, then he took off. And they decided, okay, well, this is good. So then even then they didn't give him a multi-year deal until he proved it on a full-time basis, which he did, and now he's a $100 million quarterback, which is a bargain, quite frankly.
Think about the Browns. They've spent their entire history since they returned to the NFL searching for a quarterback to the point that it became, you know, a national joke how many quarterbacks they've been through. They get a guy who leads them to a playoff win, and then they basically, it seemed like they sabotaged him and then got rid of him.
Given what he was going through physically, the fact that he still played and still had an impact, I would have saluted that and said, you're my man. This is what we look for. We want gutty physical players who are capable of doing this. And I don't know if they would have thought he'd ever end up with 8,926 passing yards in the last 3 years, more than Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, or Jackson.
Did you pick him as your MVP
this year? That's why I'm supporting my argument here, because I got a lot of pushback on this, and I get it. Just like we were talking about the AL MVP and the NL MVP, guys like Jackson and Allen always will be considered. Mahomes, yes, but why not include him? If he takes Tampa, they're 2-0 now, and again, a big win on the road at Houston, and they got a division they should be able to win. Why wouldn't you think he could be a guy who goes to the AFC or the NFC championship?
I wouldn't. I agree with you on everything, every syllable you've just uttered, Bob, and I think if I had to choose my top three MVP candidates in the NFL right now, it would be Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and Baker Mayfield. Anybody disagree there?
No.
I would put Josh Allen in there, though.
I would, too. Or I would even throw Jordan Love in
well,
the mix.
Allen,
that game against the Ravens when he absolutely had to, delivered.
But he didn't have a good game in week two. I'm not saying who I think will win it. I'm saying after 2 weeks, who has the best case.
After 2 weeks, I would probably agree with that then, yes. Although, you know, Josh Allen will be heard from before the season's over.
Of course he will.
Mahomes has a different situation.
He already has been. He was phenomenal in week one, but I'm just saying week two, he just didn't have a good game.
Right.
So guys who have had two amazing games, to me, are Jackson, Mayfield's been good, and Herbert's been great.
So how about this? Of the 0-2 teams that you see in the NFL right now, which one will be able, or two, which will be able to get to the playoffs and make an impact when they get there?
Why don't we do that next, Bob? May we? Let's sure. take the 0-2 teams that'll make the playoffs and the 2-0 teams that won't.
That's
at
a
least
good one.
One of
I like
them.
That.
Plus, Bob, there's a clip that I really want you to hear about what Brian Kelly said this week.
Oh, I love because this.
Because it's going to give us one of the best drops that we might ever have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.